Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 18th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Outcomes of moderate mixed aortic valve stenosis and regurgitation. This study investigates mortality outcomes in patients with moderate mixed aortic valve disease, MAVD, characterized by both moderate aortic stenosis, AS, and moderate aortic regurgitation, AR. The research compares survival rates of these patients against those with isolated severe AS or severe AR. Furthermore, it evaluates the impact of symptoms or a left ventricular ejection fraction, LVEF, below 50% on patient prognosis in MAVD. These findings provide critical data to inform clinical guidelines, which currently lack specific recommendations for aortic valve replacement, AVR, in this particular population. Article number 2. Urinary tract infection and continuation of sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors in diabetic patients. This territory-wide cohort study assessed the clinical impact of incident urinary tract infection, UTI, and subsequent discontinuation of sodium glucose cotransporter 2, SGLT2, inhibitors in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. It specifically examined primary cardiovascular composite outcomes, including heart failure hospitalization, stroke, and myocardial infarction. The research offers crucial insights into the real-world management of SGLT2 inhibitor therapy following UTI and its implications for long-term cardiovascular protection. The findings underscore the importance of carefully considering SGLT2 inhibitor continuation post-UTI to optimize patient benefits. Article number 3. Angina after percutaneous coronary interventions. This review addresses the persistent or recurrent angina that can occur after percutaneous coronary intervention, PCI, for stable coronary artery disease, a common and often underexplored clinical issue. It highlights the significant gap in current clinical practice guidelines regarding the causative diagnosis, effective prevention, and optimal management strategies for this condition. The article aims to enhance understanding of this problem, which frequently undermines the primary goal of PCI to alleviate anginal symptoms. This work establishes a clear need for improved diagnostic and therapeutic pathways to address post-PCI angina and enhance patient quality of life. Article number 4. Prospective multicenter single-arm study of an interatrial shunt in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, SUSTAIN-HF, 1-year clinical and hemodynamic outcomes. The SUSTAIN-F study, a prospective, multicenter, single-arm cohort, evaluated the 1-year clinical and hemodynamic outcomes of an interatrial shunt device in 120 symptomatic heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HEF-REF, patients. Participants, all with a left ventricular ejection fraction, LVEF, of 40% or less, and on guideline-directed medical therapy, receive the device. This study establishes crucial evidence for the safety and efficacy profile of this interventional strategy for HEF-REF, demonstrating its potential as a novel therapeutic option. The findings provide valuable data supporting further investigation and potential clinical application of interatrial shunts to improve patient outcomes. Article number 5. Association between modifiable risk factors and bradyarrhythmia, a Mendelian randomization study. This Mendelian randomization study investigated the causal associations between several modifiable risk factors and bradyarrhythmia, with the goal of identifying primary prevention strategies. Summary statistical data from modifiable risk factors and bradyarrhythmia were sourced from European ancestry GWAS genome-wide association studies, datasets, univariable, multivariable, and mediation Mendelian randomization analyses were meticulously performed to identify specific causal links. This research establishes foundational evidence for developing targeted primary prevention strategies for bradyarrhythmia by pinpointing key modifiable risk factors. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website, at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.